Very happy to have with us now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's we're into it now.
Yeah.
Know, the weigh-ins and the meetings, and we'll start to see the guys compete on the field here soon.
So what do you get from – let's talk about those weigh-ins, those measurables, and from your standpoint, what are you really looking for, and what do they do for you in the evaluation process?
Well, you see their body types, of course, and then you get what is the standard measure of their height and weight. And so it's a good way to kind of look at them all sized up against their other guys.
And the the when you immerse yourself in this thing, as we were talking about the other day, this is the time when you, your coaching staff, have that opportunity now to be involved in that process, whereas you spent the whole rest of the year focusing on the team, focusing on the 2011 season.
Right.
When you get here, you do have to, or I know you've been doing this over for the last couple of weeks, but you're shifting your brain, right, into kind of a different mode. What's that like?
Well, it's nice to be able to get to know these players and ones that you'll potentially draft. And so you kind of change gears a little bit. The offseason involves quality control and deciding what you're going to do next season from a football standpoint, as well as doing the free agency and then, of course, the draft player stuff. So it's a fun time of year. It's a change of pace.
Right.
But yet you're still it's still football 24/7.
How quickly can a coaching staff and a head coach get up to speed with what's going on with personnel? Because it isn't the thing you're doing all year long, as opposed to the personnel staff, which is what they focus on all year. When I say up to speed, when you truly feel comfortable, you've got a handle on this.
Well, I think you're constantly doing it. You're always evaluating players as they come through. So I don't know if you ever are up to speed. You just keep working on it every day.
With the college players, it's
sure.
Just an everyday process, and you're just there at some point.
That's right, and you just keep working through it and add your input to how you see the players and their value and really what you think about them. And so you just got to constantly go through it and work on it a little bit every day. And then that's kind of the – if you don't do it that way, then it all piles up.
Do you like what you're seeing of available talent? However it shakes out for the Browns and whoever you're able to get, are you feeling good about the body of what's out there to possibly add to this team in a general term?
Yeah, I think, a lot of good-looking guys. Now, we'll see them compete here soon. And a lot of these guys are very accomplished in their college careers. So, I think there's good talent this year, of course.
You started that interview process. Mm-hmm. For you, it was last night where you sit down with the players and over at the Players Hotel and that discussion. Walk us through what that's like and how you sort of lead that thing, and in that 15-minute period, just as best you can give a feel for what that process is like.
Well, it's very structured, of course, because of the time constraints, but, you try to get in, and we've already done background work on all these guys, so we have them talk about themselves just a little bit, and then we watch some tape with them and ask them to talk about what they did last year and some specific plays, and then try to get them to communicate a little bit of what their systems were like, and then kind of follow up with anything that comes from that.
And when you when you engage, say, with a quarterback, or you engage with an offensive player, do you stick to what they've done, or how often, or do you at all bring in Browns-specific offensive terminology and structure just to see how much they can grasp that?
Well, I think that's what you do at another time.
Okay.
The 15 minutes doesn't allow much of that. So the best way to get a feel for their football knowledge, of course, is to have them verbalize what they did. And at some point when we go back and meet with them in their home, on campus or when they come to Berea, we'll get a chance to add some of our terminology and see how well they learn it.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Indianapolis, site of the NFL scouting combine. And for you as a head coach compared to the days that you came here as an assistant, as an offensive coordinator previously, and then as a position coach, how involved were you with the same type of thing, the interviews and such with those previous roles, and compare them to your current role as a head coach?
Well, I was involved just in the positions that I was coaching, and then on offense, of course, all the offensive players. And so I was involved in them, you know, and I would add questions and interact with the players. But we have the position coaches basically run the meeting, and then if there's anything that I want to add, or the coordinators, if anything that Brad, or in the case of a defensive player, Dick, feels like he needs to add, then he'll do that as well.
When you get into the personal stuff, the personality stuff, because I've talked with you in these non-interview structures. You talk about fun things and engaging things and things that just people things, life things. I know that 15 minutes doesn't allow a lot, but do you try to get the discussion to get to that comfort point, that comfort level where you want to just see that player be himself, whatever himself is?
Well, as much as you can, you want to try to determine a little bit about his personality. And every once in a while, something tough will come up, and you know, you can see maybe how he'll handle adversity. And so, and we have some, you know, questions, of course, that are structured to see how he's going to respond in adverse situations. And so, we try to get as much as we can out of it, and then obviously have to go back and do more work later.
You want to push buttons, though, a little bit.
Yeah, try to some. You know, I don't think you try to learn about the young man the best you can. And so the structure of it makes it very important that you don't waste time.
This isn't a, quote, recruiting effort, because the draft slots are the draft slots and you get to pick a player. They don't necessarily, you know, this attitude, they don't pick you. But at the same time, you want that to be as good a marriage as possible once the time comes of making a selection. So is a part of this, any part of this, about you trying to determine how much player X would want to be a Cleveland Brown potentially? Can you pick up those vibes? Do you seek to pick up those vibes?
You know, there's not much of that. It's more of them getting to know us and us getting to know them. And I think that's more what you get in a 15-minute structured interview. And then our position coaches, of course, will spend more time. And you're right, there's not much recruiting that goes into it because we pick them. So, you know, I think what you'll find, though, is that they'll get a feel for us by the interaction with the coaches.
But you know the kind of guy that you want in your locker room. You know the kind of guy that you want to be on a Pat Shurmur coach football team.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I think that's what you're trying to get out of these interviews. Is this the kind of guy I want to bring to Cleveland? And
right.
It becomes very obvious sometimes in a short period of time.
What's the next, say, step through the work, the time period of, Friday, Saturday, as far as workouts? When do you get to see the quarterbacks actually start throwing the ball the one that everybody's focused on, that and I guess the receivers catching the ball?
Yeah, that the actual on-the-field workouts for most of the players starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
And it'll be the offensive line first, and then you move on Sunday and Monday to the, you know, and Tuesday, of course, to the quarterbacks, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, and then, of course, all the defensive players.
Can you just walk me through when you watch, because you've done this many times before here at the Combine, so when you watch a quarterback throw, can you give me a short list of major points that you are going to focus on that performance, on that on-field performance thing that are the most telling to you?
Well, I don't think you can cancel or say you totally like a guy based on the combine performance. It's
right.
Very important to watch the tape and see how he did in college. But you can tell how he throws the football. You'd be able to see his rhythm, get a little bit of a feel for his arm strength.
Mm-hmm.
And in the routes that they throw, you can see whether he's generally an accurate thrower or not.
Okay.
And so, you know, all the things you're looking for, you can see, you know. And then, of course, you have to watch him play because you add the element of all the other people on the field. And that that can either make the guy better or worse.
And while you're here, and people, you know, I don't know anybody appreciates this, you're not, you really don't have any singular focus. You can't on something and block out the rest of the world. There's other stuff going on. Free agency is fast approaching March 13th.
Right.
You got your own guys that you worry about, as far as I say worry about, deal with, that are going to become free agents or are due to become free agents, potential free agents that you want to pick up from other teams. Your day here involves those conversations as well.
Yeah, you're somewhat multitasking at this point. You know, we're in the business side of the year in terms of putting our team together. And so this is an evaluation process. We're gathering information about the college players, but obviously behind the scenes we're doing other things. You just keep moving, and there's certain things that you need to get done each day. And then, you know, I've got obviously all the coaches are here doing their work, and
right.
they do an excellent job of detailing the information and, you know, ranking the players and here's the guys I really like, and it really starts that way. Much like in scouting, you know, the guys that go out and do the school visits
yeah.
know the most about the players. And then, you know, when it gets to Tom Heckert's desk, then, of course, he decides how much he, you know, what he thinks of the players as well. Same with coaching. The position coaches know the most. The coordinators weigh in, of course, and then, you know, then I spend my time as well looking out.
Do you feel you're managing your time better now that you have a better feel for what being a head coach is after a year through this? And even at an event like this, do you have a better sense of how you want to structure your own time?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you do a new job that requires a broader view, you know, I think the second time you do it, the better you are in terms of organizing your time and getting the right information.
Excellent. Thank you. Speaking of your time, we appreciate that you've spent some of it with us today.
No problem.
And we look forward to talking with you again.
All right, Vic. Thanks, man.
He is the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.